And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders episode... I don't even know what we're on, man. It's a shit ton. This is our 10th season, so welcome to it. My name is Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, the Frosty One himself, the Mug, will be here momentarily. Eric!
Hey, would you like to think Squirt?
Oh, sorry. Shit, what is that?
I just preloaded a video for later, that's all.
Eric and Brake, how are you guys doing? We'll start.
It's too bad Mug can't do this, because he's all about East.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Hey, I'd just like to thank you all for coming.
Yeah, me
that's
too.
That's it.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
Is Mug sick or something?
No, dude, he has a job. And a life.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, would it be better maybe if we start changing our time?
Well, I don't know what – see, because I'll be working here soon too, so I don't know what my schedule is going to be, so we'll have to talk about that.
We can figure that out after Frank gets a job.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So no worries, guys. I like Lug this
– he's on assignment until further notice.
Yeah. I want to make a quick announcement along those lines too. I will be probably not be on the show definitely the week of July 5th, I'm going to have an elbow surgery. Yeah, so, but the show is still going to go on. It just may not go on live unless I can get with Mug and show him how to work the controls. But
Frank is lying and he actually wants to get sounded.
Yeah, yeah, sounded. Oh, God, break, man. Dude, he's
well,
doing
you
it
probably
to me
wouldn't
now.
Need an emergency operation after that, so I understand.
No, I have to – there's a nerve in my elbow that I got to get released. It's just I have neuropathy and stuff in my left arm, so that's going to change real soon. But they may end up doing two surgeries.
No porn for Frank.
Oh, there'll be plenty of that. Don't worry about that, man.
Oh, you're right-handed. My bad.
Sorry. Don't get me twisted, brother. You know, don't get me twisted, man. You know? No, but gentlemen, break. How was your week, man?
It was a week and stuff.
It was
a week. It's been really nice weather when it's not raining.
It's been actually kind of hot here. Like, really hot, man. It's like... It's only like in the 70s, which sounds perfect, but Mug got a taste of it like a few days ago when the sun was out. There were no clouds. We're higher altitude, so it will burn your skin, man. It's something else, but it's decent to be outside for a while. But just make sure you take your sunscreen. It was a good series with the Reds, Break, man. Great series, man.
That was a fun series. Yeah.
I was impressed with the Reds. I think they should be better than what they are, but they've got a couple of issues. The Rockies are
they've got one major issue, and that'd be the starting five. We started the season with I think three players on the DL,
yeah.
And they're still on the DL. So yeah. You know, maybe at some point the starting pitchers will get better.
Yeah,
but for now it's a train wreck,
dude. I don't know how we're doing what we're doing with the pitch. Like we're losing like what three? As the dog barks, I hope you guys can hear that. That's good radio right there. But we have like two or three injured starting pitchers, break. So. This is a deep bench for pitching, dude. That bodes well. That bodes really well going forward. So why don't we get started with the news, guys? I know this is Sports Grinders right now, but let's get into the news. Start with you, Eric.
This is actually from an RPG site, and it's about how East 8 Lacrimosa of Donna has got a solid release date, and it's going to come out on September 12th in North America and September 15th in Europe. And the NISA has assured consumers that the game has not been censored or edited in any way from its original release, other than the actual localization work.
Right.
And they promised to keep the localization in line with previous East releases released by Exceed. So there will be tonal consistency.
Well, that's good, at least. So, there you go. Any comments on that, gents?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. All right, Breakman.
I'm not going to read the press release stuff on there. But don't
coming worry. To us live from RPG site, El Shaddai creator announces spiritual successor, The Lost Child. I hope I pronounced El Shaddai right. Now here's something few of us expected would be announced.
Few of us, yeah.
How would Mrs. Breakman pronounce that, Breakman?
I don't know. El Shaddai director Takayasu Sawakai?
Yeah, Sawakai.
Has revealed through the latest Famitsu he would be returning to direct a new spiritual successor to his beautiful game, El Shaddai. See, if Mori would have been happy with me because I took the time to try and pronunciate it, you know.
Hey, does Mrs. Breakman ever, does she ever, like, laugh when you say, or does she just stay out of the room, Break?
Does Mrs.
She usually laughs.
Has she been to Japan?
No.
Probably not, but dude, I mean, we all can't, I mean, I can't pronounce half of the names. I've never really taken the time to do so. I really should.
it just sounds like she's a little fluent in the language a little bit.
Yeah, she definitely knows better than Breakman. I mean, come on. That's a given. Right, Break?
Sure. Whatever.
Oh, man. I'm going
to – I tuned out. I'm sorry. What was going on?
Lost Child.
I've got –
right, Lost Child. You want to know about the game? Here's some details. Magazine writer Hayato Ibuki was chasing the story of the suicide, a person who jumped in front of a train in Shinjuku Station.
Yeah.
The story of the suicide, a person who jumped – who wrote this article?
Dude.
suicide. Yeah, they're missing ofs.
Yeah, like they intentionally erased one word from their entire. They're like, just go through, get rid of of.
Right.
In the middle of the pursuit, he falls onto the platform as if he was pushed by a mysterious black shadow. A mysterious, beautiful woman named Barsha, voiced by a Japanese actress, saves him by the skin of his teeth and hands him a new suitcase. Well, that's nice of her. It was a Pandora's box that should not have been opened. Should not have been opened. Should not have been be opened. It was Pandora's box that should not have been be opened.
Well, I think they're reading straight from the press release, so the press release fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow. Inside was the demon gun Ganger, a tool that can capture and enslave demons and fallen angels. Using this ability, Hayato successfully took on his own demon subordinates. Together with a woman named Rua, another Japanese voice actress, my page just had a crash. My page just crashed on me.
No worries. Who calls herself an angel, Hayato will pursue the mysteries that occur in various places and find the beautiful woman who gave him the suitcase. So there's just enough.
Some on that website.
So this is basically double summoner Kazunoha Raido.
Yeah, which is fine.
Some on that webpage triggered my antivirus.
Oh, my goodness, dude. We needed to worry about that. I'm getting out of there right now. I'll check it for viruses later, Breakman, see what's up. Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen heads to PS4 and Xbox One this fall. Comes to us from RPGsite.net. Does anybody remember Dragon's Dogma, the first one?
And I've never got around to playing it. I thought it looked... Either on the PS3 or the PC.
Thought it had some good ideas, some really good graphics.
I remember Dogma. That was a good movie.
Yeah. Dogma. All right. Of the official Facebook group and via Famitsu, Capcom announced their ambitious open-world action RPG Dragon's Dogma, Dark Arisen. Will be coming to the PlayStation 4, Xbox One sometime this fall. This is in commemoration of the series' 5th anniversary, which was celebrated on May 22nd. Not much more details.
Hey, it was on Breakman Day?
Yeah, Breakman Day, man. Yeah. So I hear somebody's got their day coming up soon. I don't know who, but you know. But they also said Dark Arisen would be coming to PC and Japan. It's already available on the platform in the West. So if you'd like to know more, check out the release.
I think people who have Steam, I wonder if they can't just hop on a US server and buy the game there.
Yeah. Let's see. Dungeon Buster says Dragon's Dogma is good stuff. He has the original and the expanded version, Dark Arisen. So there you go. That's a glowing review. I trust Dungeon Buster.
I heard more than anything, though, it has an amazing soundtrack.
Yeah. Well, that would be worth playing it alone, I think. Don't you think, Brake?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dungeon Buster. I was trying to post stuff in chat. I didn't realize that my account was, like, frozen or whatever. Yeah, the page was frozen.
No worries, man. We'll get you. We'll get you in there.
I'll repost. Sorry.
Yeah. Yep, no worries. Eric, you want to do the next story, please?
Now, the next story is from RP Gamer. Cat Quest begins this summer. P-Cube revealed that it is bringing Gentle Brothers Games Cat Quest to PlayStation 4 and PC. No Xbox. The game is just also coming to Nintendo Switch, iOS, and Android. It's planned for release in summer 2017. It's a 2D top-down RPG in a very feline world. We talked about this before, but we didn't have a date until now.
Yeah, so there's the date, guys.
Or release window, rather. But that means it'll come out whenever they're going to get it approved.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on with chat, Breakman. Don't think that I'm not trying to get you up there, but there's...
Chat hates Breakman.
It's doing something weird. I'll give it another try in a second here. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Senran Kagura. Kagura. Peach Beach Splash Limited Edition announced for North
awesome
America.
Title. I like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you'll love the special editions title then.
Yeah. This comes to us from Gamatsu.com. I'm looking at the details. Okay. Xseed Games has announced it will release a, quote, no shirt, no shoes, all service limited edition of Senran.
Eric was right.
Limited edition of Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash for PlayStation 4 at retail in North America when it launches this summer. The 69. I sound like I'm pitching this game, but $69.99 limited edition will be the only retail version at launch, while the game will also be released digitally on the PS Store.
I wouldn't mind paying $10 extra.
Blu-ray disc containing a compilation of opening animations, an art book, the game soundtrack on CD, and downloadable...
Right, because that's why people are playing this game.
Yeah, right. Downloadable content key that will grant the, quote, and I quote, soaking wet high school uniform costume.
Oh, well, you are using squirt gun, so why not?
A set of colorful bikini costumes and the, quote, Futumaki Roll Bazooka Special Weapon and, quote, Bebaby Pet Cart.
Okay. It's a thing in the game. That
and a special set of skill cards. And then they give an overview. And it's fan service, I guess. Is this going to be a good game? Dungeon Buster?
Well, they're technically good games. But, yeah, there's a lot of fan service in them. If you can deal with the fan service, there's several Soul games.
Yeah. I'm going to try to... I don't know what the hell. I just kicked Dungeon Buster out of the damn
What?
Sorry, Dungeon. If you're listening, Dungeon, sorry about that, man. But no shirt, no shoes, all service, man. Breakman, did I get your attention with that one?
All service, man.
Right on, man. All right, let's move on to the next story, Break. Dungeon, if you're listening, get back into the chat, dude. I did not mean to kick you at all, man. It tricked me, I promise.
He tripped.
Yeah.
This is a frank fail.
Oh, boy.
First class.
I cannot make – I'm going to have
to – You're supposed to make a 20, and you made it like a 1.
Yeah. I just can't make Dungeon Buster an op for the life of me. I can't make him voice.
Maybe something. I can. I don't know.
I don't know. Try it, Eric, but that's just weird. All right.
Dungeon Buster says, I'm not playing Senran Kagura. No way, no how.
Come on, man. You don't want the special edition.
You don't want a squirt gun fight?
Right. You don't want the super wet high school
edition?
It's
like Splatoon,
edition?
But without the Nintendo and the
and high school girls in bikinis, so more uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's no way am I playing that either, man. No fucking way. All right. It sounds good, but it's not meant for us. All right.
It's meant for a taco trash like me.
You have an excuse, Eric. You have an excuse, my friend.
I think we should name this episode of Taco Trash Like Me.
Taco Trash Like Me. That's awesome, man. If somebody remembered that. Breakman, you want to take the next one, my friend?
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Golf Story announced for Switch. New independent game studio Sidebar Games has announced Golf Story, a golf adventure game that features a dramatic story with diverse cast of characters. There was an A in there. I just didn't read it. which was just for the Switch, which I already said. Play the story of a golfer forced to give up all he holds dear for one final shot at accomplishing his dream. Aw, poor guy. But all is not so simple in the world of golf. To best today's players, you have to be able to keep up with them, not just on the course, but also off of it. So this is like Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Did you go play mini putt-putt to learn how to get on the green?
That right there. I would be down
the green, by the way. Tee up anywhere, you'll be surprised by how many problems can be solved by hitting a golf ball at them.
Just knock them upside the head with a golf ball.
This is an amazing concept for a game, man. I'm down to play this, Break. What about you, man?
I don't know. I'd check it out. And this seems like it's maybe... Like, what are you saying, 16-bit-ish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so 16-bit-ish type game. The sound of it, though, it makes me kind of want more of a realism. Like playing a golf game is fun.
Thing
is too hard to be fun. Play through a dramatic story with a diverse cast of characters. I just read that. Shit. Upgrade your golfer by completing challenges, solving puzzles, and buying new equipment. Round out your skill set with long driver tournaments, disc golf, mini golf, and Wii Links. Mini golf is there.
Yeah. Do you want?
I wonder if Tiger Woods is the final boss or something.
do you guys want to listen to
make it Jack Nicholson to make Eric. It funnier?
Eric, you guys, Tiger Woods now would be more like Glass Joe.
You're right. Do you guys want to listen to the trailer for Golf Story? Yes or no?
Sure.
All right. Here we go.
Peggy 7.
Nintendo Switch. Typical 16-bit graphics. Golfing. That's what we're doing. And now we're going to a house.
I hear a lot of somebody taking hacks at nothing.
Yeah, they're kicking a golf ball, I think, or smacking a golf ball. Oh, mowing the lawn. That was the mowing the lawn.
So you play as a golf caddy, too?
Yeah. So you can play as a caddy or a golfer. If you're into golf, that'd be great. If not, it's a cute-looking little game. It's,
I suggested you play somebody like Tiger Woods or Jack Nicholson because they're old and decrepit as the final boss because they make you fight a real hard boss before that. And everybody knows when you're done playing an RPG, you don't want a challenge at the end because you don't want to be frustrated.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then Tiger Woods actually would fit that profile.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Break. He used to be great, but then, what was it, like 8-10 years ago?
Dramatic final boss fight. That's all RPGs need.
I think he would be okay.
He started having like those back problems.
Yeah.
And ever since he had those, like he's just never been the same.
Dude, the back problems, man.
He can always become a cyber tiger, though.
It's that whole thing. He was cheating on his wife. That has nothing to do with his golf game.
No.
Trust me. No. He was – his swing – the way he was doing his swing, he needed to change because he couldn't sustain that physically.
Yeah.
And he started having those bad back problems.
Yeah. I have bad back and neck problems. And, dude, there is no way, dude. He is never going to get back.
Frank needs a Robo Frank job.
Yeah. Dude,
you like RoboCop, but not a job.
Exactly. I need a job where I can direct people what to do. Hey, dude. Put that shit over there. No, I would never do that. I'm not disabled.
Or I'll burn you with my heat vision. I'm a robot.
Exactly. I need – dude,
heat vision – got laser beam arms too, bitch.
Heat vision is the most underrated, I think, superpower. I think that's underrated. What do you guys think? Heat vision.
Oh, I don't – there's a rating system for superpowers?
Yeah. Like, oh, dude. Have you seen the Marvel Encyclopedia, dude?
Nope.
They got all that in there, man.
I guess I haven't, actually.
Yeah. Dude, check out marvel.com.
So most people will go for super strength or super healing.
Yeah, super strength, super healing, super – yeah, those things. Like Superman, you know. But they never
Most everybody wants to be Wolverine. Yeah. From, as far as comic book readers are concerned. Yeah. Like basically you can't be killed.
Who would you guys be as superheroes or villains for that matter? Eric, how
– super villain powers.
Yeah.
Magneto's powers would be cool.
Yeah, that's a good one. What about you, Eric? Or Breakman.
I see. It worked. I was going to say Professor X's powers, and I got you to say
I was wondering.
It worked.
Isn't there a magnetic field that people have?
Breakman, you're
Magneto manipulate that? Because if he could, then I don't know why they never had that be a thing in the films.
Dude.
Because that would be wholly unfair. Who could ever touch him if that was a possibility?
He's
already powerful as it is. He already has one of the most powerful abilities.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't think Superman movies really work all that well, because Superman just is
– he's too powerful for a film.
He's way too powerful. If they use storylines –
it'd work better in an animated film, but in live action it would be harder to do.
Live action, they could do it, but they need to focus on Batman putting them in check. They need to do that storyline, and then things would be set right in that universe. But
I liked Superman Returns until the last, 20 minutes in the movie where it completely fell apart and the villain turned out to be a giant rock, basically. Oh,
dude, that was awful, man. They could have left that entire sequence out and been just fine.
It leaves the continuity from the second Superman film there. Oh, this is your son, by the way, but we're not going to actually go out and say it.
Yeah. It's stupid.
The son with the sex he had with Lois, which shouldn't even be possible because he's an alien. Yeah.
Let's get back on topic.
I was just thinking, wouldn't his semen shoot through the back of her and
Dude, we've discussed this before, dude.
I'm sure he can control strength, you know.
Yeah.
I know. Obviously he can, but he wouldn't be able to write or anything like that. Right.
Maybe that's why in Action 52 he's actually dating Diana instead.
I need to ask Weiland about that, because Superman is every bit as fast as the Flash, I think. I mean, am I wrong? Is the Flash faster?
No, I think they're the same speed.
Because he uses the Speed Force.
Flash does travel through time and stuff like that, but when it comes to running, I think they're about the same speed.
Yeah.
Just at a top speed.
Yeah. I really like the storyline in Injustice 2, by the way. Dungeon Buster, I'm not ignoring you. Hang on,
11-hour campaign.
Eric, hang on.
I saw Cornshack and his friends play all of the first game, and that was definitely less than 3 hours.
Yeah, Eric, hang on, bud. Dungeon Buster in chat, I see Golf RPG, I'm down to play that too, man. Let's move on to the next story, gents. Let's get through this news. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Knights of Azure 2 for PS4, PS Vita launches August 31st in Japan. Obviously, no North American date, I don't think.
And no mention at the Switch version at all.
Yeah, no Switch version, so it'll be a while.
No, it's coming, but who knows when.
Yeah, whenever. So there's that. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from, hold on a minute. It's about Raiden 5 Director's Cut. And this is from Gamatsu. And it says UFO Interactive and Moss have announced Raiden 5 Director's Cut for PlayStation 4 and PC Steam. Because I need to specify that. Because, you don't know if it's going to be on GOG or somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, it launched this fall in North America, Europe, Japan, and Asia, so it's a simultaneous release. And it's a port of the 2016 released Xbox One Shinoma Raiden 5, which you could find a review of on Totally GN that I did. Yeah. But with new elements, including local two-player co-op mode and new mission stages. That's cool, two players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool.
Oh, you mean I got to play with other people?
You don't have to, but you can.
Oh, awesome.
It looks great, man. I mean, it's really pretty. I would love to play this game with somebody, but, you know.
It's one of the more accessible shooters, and it's not one of the shooters where you have limited continue. So if you actually want to play the game to completion, you can. You just have to forfeit your high score.
Yeah, which is fine. That's no problem. That's a type of game.
That's mostly the point of Shmosh, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Challenge yourself to get high scores.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. I like shmups. They're pretty awesome to play them however you need to play them.
I play them as a Zen type of thing.
Yeah.
Rather than going for high score.
That's kind of how I play RPGs too, Eric. It's why I'm so patient with grinding. I can sit there and grind forever because it's just relaxing and, you know, I know there's no real big danger. It's not stressful. It's more of a Zen thing. Mug talked about everything the game. Yes, there is an everything the game, but it's nice to sit down and not really have to worry about what you're doing and just do it. You know, I'm enjoying Salt and Sanctuary the same way, by the way. I have to grind, so that's what I'm doing in order to beat the boss that's in front of me. So it's cool.
I almost half considered putting the last article in my LOL section, but it's kind of a bummer too, so not really.
Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Chaos, whatever child coming. We don't have a semicolon.
I think it's
yeah.
It's coming to North America and Europe for PlayStation 4 and PS Vita. Sometime in quarter three 2017. Quarter three, does that mean what?
That's more towards the end of the year, isn't it? Like, what
well,
is it?
Do they mean like seasonal? Do they mean like, do they mean fall? Or do they mean like September, October?
Yeah.
November, I'm gonna say it's like closer to October, November.
Yeah. That's usually quarter three.
That's when their last crop of visual novels released.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Chaos, whatever. Something is part of the science adventure series, the visual novel Deadhead, the visual novel series that also spawned the critically acclaimed Stein's Gate, taking place in Shibuya, Tokyo.
Shibuya.
Exactly. Several years after an earthquake that has nearly destroyed the district, it follows Takuru Miyashiro, a high school student who lost his parents in the earthquake, and his group of friends. When a series of bizarre murder cases takes place in Shibuya.
Yep.
You're not going to do it again, Frank?
No, go ahead. Oh. You're good.
Not Shibuya.
Shibuya.
There you go. Takuro notices that the dates of the murders match up with a series of murders that happened 6 years before. Using this knowledge, Takuro and his friends begin to investigate and find themselves embroiled in a dangerous murder mystery. Dun, dun, dun.
I think the game before this was Chaos Head, but they never localized that in any fashion.
Yeah.
Or no one picked it up, but I don't think you necessarily need to play that to enjoy this one. But since the visual novel was never localized, you can pick up the anime series for rather cheap now.
There you go. That's a good plug for some
anime. And I think the way they Mage's anime series adaptations of visual novels work is that they're mostly like all one-to-one translation. So you don't really need to play the game.
That's awesome.
You could just watch the anime if you don't want to read a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there you go. Reading is fundamental.
Sweet, I hate reading. Reading's so hard. I mean...
dude, you're doing a better job than Trump, man.
Shut up.
Give yourself some credit, man.
Shut up. Let's move on.
All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Castle of Shikigami for PC launches June 16th. This comes to us from Gamatsu, of course. Shoot 'em up game, Castle of Shikigami, will launch for PC via Steam on June 16th for about $10 our money and 1180 yen. With a 17% off discount the first week of release, publisher Degeka Games announced. Here's an overview.
17%. That's a weird number.
Yeah.
Now, in case anybody wants some history, the first Castle Shikigami game originally released on the PlayStation as the horribly boxed art, not even barely translated game known as Mobile Light Force, which featured a box art with three women on it that sort of resembled Charlie's Angels, but it was like fucking stupid crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's universally panned as the worst localization of a shmup ever.
Oh my goodness, this would be...
So this is a retranslation of that game.
Oh my goodness, I gotta see the translation for the first one on YouTube. I'll check that out.
Not only that, but there's a Mobile Light Force 2, which is Castle Shikigami 2. And I think it's similarly done.
Right. I want to play the first one. I don't want to play the updated localization one, man. I want the old one.
No, it's the same game. It's just the cover art's just retarded. And there's like almost And there's like I think they completely stripped all the story modes. There's like no English text. It's just the base game.
Well, it'd be fun to see that version of it too. I'm down. I like what we said. Shmups are fun. They're fun to play. So, all right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu again. Netflix Castlevania animated series premieres July 7th, and then they have a debut trailer, which I have yet to see, but I am stoked for this, man. The hype for this Castlevania series is off the chain with the trailer, from what I hear, so I am definitely looking forward to that. That's something that I can sit down and watch and get through probably in a day, so... Yes. You guys excited for this Castlevania animated series, Breakman?
From the video I saw, and I've looked online, and a lot of people seem to think too, so it looks like the storyline is going to be based on Castlevania 3.
All right.
From the teaser trailer. But I'm thinking maybe that's just maybe they did that on purpose to make us think it is.
I was wrong. Gunbird was Mobile Light Force, and that was a completely different game by a different company. And the first Castle Shikigami was Mobile Light Force too.
Eric, wait till we discuss the Dracula stuff first, man. The Castlevania shit. So you think it's 3, right, Breakman? You think it's
Dungeon Buster? He wants to watch the episode where he finds meat in a wall and eats it.
Oh my goodness, that would be fantastic, man. That would be gold, man. They got to throw a reference to that in there somewhere, don't they? I mean, seriously, there's got to be something like that. So yeah, I'm hype. Breakman, are you hype?
I got a Vampire Hunter D kind of feeling from it.
Oh God, if it's anything like Vampire Hunter D, yes, please. I love.
But this is a teaser trailer, so God knows what it's gonna be like.
Yeah, I love Vampire Hunter D. Both the first and second one wasn't nearly as good. The animation was excellent, man. I remember loving the animation in that one. But yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Okay, coming to us live from Gamatsu. Wonder Boy, The Dragon's Trap for PC launches June 8th. Wonder Boy! Yeah. Boasting beautiful hand-drawn animations and a reorchestrated soundtrack, the cult classic returns with a unique blend of exploration, action, and adventure. Starring Tenacious D. It doesn't say that. Damn. play as Lizard Man, Mouse Man, Piranha Man, Lion Man, and Hawk Man. And use their unique abilities to uncover the land's deepest secrets. These are all reject superheroes, except for Hawkman. Well, Hawkman is actually kind of.
I want to play as Lizzie in this game. Can I play Lizzie in this game?
From Rampage.
Yeah, Lizzie.
Have you seen there's actually they're doing the Rampage movie. Like they are going forward with it.
Yes, I can't wait, man. I'm actually excited for that.
The Rock is starring in it as George, I think.
Yeah, The Rock is fun. He's,
pretty sure he's the gorilla.
Yeah, that's
switching real time between the original retro graphics and the visually stunning modern remake, and input your old Sega Master System passcode to unlock all of your old saves and progression just how you left them in 1980. Holy shit,
Blake, man! I had to mute because I spit my water out when you said that, man. He plays the. Ralph? The gorilla. Ralph?
No, George, I think. I think he plays George.
George, yeah, George.
The gorilla.
All right, continue.
You're talking about the reboot for Rampage?
Yes.
No, I'm talking about the movie for Rampage.
Oh.
Freak Bumps.
I hear Dwayne Johnson plays as the guy who fights the monsters.
Yeah, that's cool.
He plays George. He's supposed to play one of the monsters. That's what we're just... talking about.
You know.
Yeah, but I'm going to assume that he only turns into a monster near the end of the film.
You know
Because it'd be hard to carry a movie with him being a monster the entire time.
I don't think it would be.
He'll probably do voice acting or something.
Yeah. I can't wait to see somebody skittle across the screen nude with their hands over their junk. That's what I can't wait for, man.
Yeah, the only casting that matters is Lizzie's. Let us know more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's move on to the next one. Eric.
Wonder Boy, The Dragon Trap for PC has been dated for June 8th.
All right.
So 2 weeks.
There you go.
So it's like Eric just doesn't listen to me at all.
What? Oh, wait. Oh, you did that one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I was busy looking something up, and I kind of tuned out. But so I can give you that glorious box art that Frank wanted to see. But Nekopara Volume 4 has been announced. Nekoworks has news for fans for its Nekopara series. Another installment on the way. Nekopara 3 was released today, actually. And at the same day, then Nekopara 4 was announced. And there's no details, but beyond the fact that it's in development. However, a second tweet does mention putting out winter uniforms. Anyways, it says perhaps this means a winter setting or is alluding to a late 2017 release window. I'm going to assume that means both, actually.
Freak is going to think I took his line from chat. I was totally not looking at chat, but Freak 5 said is he going to shuffle off screen holding his junk? Just like.
Anyways, each of these volumes is always focused on two of the Catgirl characters, so there's like a total six. But I'm going to guess Volume 4 is going to be the harem route, where there'll be multiple rounds with different Catgirl combinations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Freak 5 is talking about Cinemax in chat, I believe. I believe that's what he's getting to. Cartoon Network and the Cleveland Brown show.
That's Necropara.
I love the Cleveland show.
Necropara.
Yeah, Cleveland Brown Show.
I love the Cleveland show. It's just called the Cleveland Show.
Yeah, Cleveland Show. I enjoyed that show. It's, you know, I'm not a big fan of Family Guy and all those, but Cleveland Show was.
I thought it was better than the other two.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, dude. I think we talked about Nekopara Volume 4. Eric, I'm going to do this one, man. Expect Final Fantasy VII Remake and Kingdom Hearts 3 to release sometime in, quote, 3 years or so. Did anybody expect anything
Which
less?
Which means possibly never.
Yeah.
Considering Square.
Right. Is there any?
Wow.
Yeah.
So let me see. Kingdom Hearts 3 will release in 2029,
right.
PlayStation 5,
yes,
or the Super Switch, yeah, or whatever Xbox console is out that.
Right.
Scorpio's not still around.
That's exactly right. I'm not even holding my breath, man.
By the time Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out, we're gonna have those virtual reality headsets that are already in our brain.
Yep.
We don't have to do anything to play it. It's just, it's already there.
Yeah.
Square, you should just rename yourselves to Announce Enix.
Enix.
In the year 2230.
Yeah. I think at this point, can we just discount Square Enix for anything Final Fantasy, anything period, ever, that they do? Like, honestly, like, stuff
they considering do? Considering how slow the DLC is being released for Final Fantasy 15, it's going to be supported for a while.
Mm. Yeah, so
before we see 16.
What are you going to say, Brake?
I don't remember. I started reading chat, sorry.
Yeah.
At least we'll have Dragon Quest in the meantime.
Yeah, hopefully, if they don't find a way to fuck that up, too.
Maybe they can, you know, convince themselves that they should do a Bravely Third.
Yeah, whatever. Freak 5 is reliving Cleveland days, the show Cleveland. The Cleveland.
Yeah, and making his wife mad, apparently.
I do expect Final Fantasy VII Remake does come out before Kingdom Hearts 3, though. So I'm going to say Final Fantasy VII's 2020.
We're tired. Dude, there is a limit to being tired enough to not caring anymore. And I'm at that point with Square Enix. I don't give a fuck about
it. At least when the game finally comes out on whatever platform it changes to, my Amazon pre-order, it'll still stick at $40.
I'm done with Square Enix. I don't care if Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy VII, none of it. It's no big deal. I played other Kingdom Hearts to fill my game time enough. So, and Final Fantasy VII and all.
What about your Dragon Quest?
Dragon Quest as well. So, you know,
You're done with Dragon Quest?
No, I'm not done with it. I have stuff going on, Eric, but I played enough of all of them. So, you know, it's fun. Fun. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned with Square Enix anymore. I'm tired
of, like, at least 11's coming out on time.
It seems like weekly we have a story about Square Enix that means exactly nothing. So, you know, I think.
Well, I bet in a couple of years they announce Kingdom Hearts 2.8 8, 9, yeah. 7 or something. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'd like to have?
Just keep doing that.
Yeah. Someone buys Square Enix and they dissolve the Square portion of it. Yeah. They just release Enix.
All right, let's move on. I think that's the end of the news, thankfully. What have you guys been playing? I'll start with Breakman.
Mostly the same stuff. Fallout and Halo.
Halo
and
Wars 2. Sorry, I don't mean to take your thunder, man.
No, it's fine. I've been having some good times in Halo. Man. What's going on? Stuff like that.
Give us the latest on those games, man, because I'm out of touch with anything Xbox. So what's going on?
What's going on with them?
I don't know. Get my homie discount.
Hold on, dude. Hang on.
All right.
Go ahead.
As far as what's going on with them, there's nothing really new from where I've been. What am I going on? In Fallout, I've still got a couple characters I'm trying to get to love me. Once they love me, I can kick them to the curb and move on.
Yeah. It's kind of like Persona when you max out an S, like, oh, I don't need to talk to you anymore.
Pretty much. Once they love me, I don't care. Like, because I've got the DLC, and one of the DLC things is that you can build your robot companion and stuff.
Yeah.
So I can build somebody who just makes beeps and shit, and they don't bitch about anything I do or say.
Yeah, exactly.
No, because they do like to do that. They all have little comments for everything you do. And it's like, okay, listen, fucker, you're with me here. You can shut your mouth. Well, shit, I don't have another option. Damn it!
I don't remember ever hiring MXT, but oh well.
Yeah, he's fired. I fired MXT in chat as soon as he came in. What's up, MXT?
Whoa. You're not you go around hiring people left and right, Frank. What was he doing for you?
He was promoting Walmart for some reason. So I was like, this guy's showing some initiative, so why not give him a shot? Don't fuck up, MXT.
Doing what? Was he like doing your laundry or grass and stuff?
MXT is our North Carolina reporter. So any RPG news that goes on in North Carolina.
I don't really care about that. I want a beer, bitch.
MXT, are you down for being Breakman's quote, bear bitch?
Bear bitch? Beer bitch? I don't want any bears, no.
Yeah. Oh, beers. Sorry, Breakman. Beers. Do you want to be his beer bitch? Sorry, Break. That was totally a slip, man. You know. All right, Eric, what have you been playing, man?
First I want to get the homie discounts.
Eric, let's do what you've been playing first. We'll get back to homie discounts.
Okay. It's just that, I played a little bit of Dark Rose Valkyrie over the weekend, and I played Requiem to completion.
Yeah.
It's about an hour game.
Yeah. Speaking of Rockwind, we're gonna try to get the developer / musical genius of Rockwind on very soon. I don't want to give a date just yet. So we may have the game maker of Rockwind on our show soon. So.
And I played some more Nor 9 for our commons, and I completed all the routes, but I still need to play the epilogue and, well, do everything to get a platinum, because I might as well at this point, since getting platinum is not that hard.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So, there you go. What else? Anything else, Eric? I'm reading chat.
That's all I really played, except for a little bit of Elliot Quest, which is now on the 3DS. And they've apparently fixed the problem that I had with the Wii U version, because apparently the game was coded in HTML5, which meant that the game was laggy, which is not good. So they made the switch from HTML5 to a different script entirely.
Yeah.
So now the game is actually nice and smooth. So it's the 60 frames.
Yeah.
Right. Even on the 3DS.
Sweet. That's awesome, man. 60 frames. You go them. What else, Eric? Anything else?
That's really it, actually.
Yeah.
No, there was one more.
Right.
I almost forgot about it because I thought I had played it before, but I hadn't, because it's my first time playing it. But I played the Vita version of Oceanhorn, which actually has a pretty decent frame rate because a lot of Vita ports don't have decent frame rates. But I think they had to sacrifice the initial load time length. It's actually like it takes nearly 2 minutes to initially load the game.
Yeah.
Damn.
But after that, it's pretty smooth experience. Yeah. So I guess that's a way to play the game. But I'm hoping the game gets ported to Switch at some point.
Yeah.
I've got the Steam version, but I never actually played it.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Oh, my God. I just saw something that I don't want to see, man.
Is it MST related?
No.
No, it's freak related.
It's freak related. Oh. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. What the? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Still looking, though.
Good one there, Freak 5. Thanks for that, man.
He's complaining about it, but you notice he kept looking.
Fuck.
Anybody else notice that? He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nope. I think it's clicked quiet, the fuck and, off
oh,
of
my
that.
God. Because he's scrolling. Oh, my God.
I wish I had a Kroger's.
Breakman, you are exiled, Breakman. It took this long for you to get exiled, Breakman. Congratulations, man. I've been playing just a little bit of Salt and Sanctuary. If anybody has any advice on how to beat the big-ass tree dead thingy mabobber to give me, I will gladly take it. I for the life of me, I can't beat that fucking boss. Let me know how to beat it. I tried.
I know how to beat it.
Well,
oh boy,
God, whack,
pay an 11-year-old.
Oh my goodness, Breakman exiled, son of a bitch.
What? Like, all right. That's all you, if you want to beat a game, get a tween. They fucking they can own games really easily.
Oh my goodness.
We man. Thought you were going to say something else, but
all right,
Tom Sawyer, pay someone to beat it for you.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Tom Sawyer didn't pay. He tricked them into doing it for him.
Yeah. All right, homie discounts.
I was telling Frank to actually pay, but, you know, tricking somebody into doing something for free is even better idea.
Let's see. Eric,
go with Eric's idea. It was a better idea.
Go ahead with the homie discounts.
Eric, homie you're discount on. Is.
Yes.
There's a sale going on at GOG, and. Apparently, their RPG week coincides with the start of Gwent the Witcher card games open beta. So it goes through May 28th, and there are a couple of days left on it. And there are deals on The Witcher 3 as well as many Obsidian games and titles from the Shadowrun series. And it says Throne of Darkness was also re-released earlier this week on GOG. And for anyone who wants that itch to go a bit more old school, this is from RPG site, by the way. And, this also mentions a giveaway they're doing. But since we're partnering with GOG.com to offer readers a chance to nab a few of these sale games for free, we are giving a handful of people – that doesn't sound right. a handful of people maybe. But the chance to enter a raffle to win copies of either Tyranny or Pillars of Eternity by following their Twitter account and retweeting their giveaway tweets. Yeah. So go follow RPG site.
There you go.
And just check out, be on the lookout for those tweets so you can retweet them.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get lucky. It says entries will be accepted until June 2nd at midnight PTD. So that's a week from today. So you got some time, but not a lot of time.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Twitter questions. I'm just talking to Freak5 in chat.
And his promotion of that website that I'm not gonna burn people with.
Yes, the website that shall not be named. I love the website, but there's reasons. All right, Twitter questions, Breakman.
Twitter is all you, actually.
Hmm. What did I have to say on Twitter, Breakman?
Let me see here. Let's start from the beginning. Destinates_pod, we talked about your show on our show yesterday. Can we please get a retweet? And then they said, we'll gladly check it out. Thanks, I appreciate it. We've been doing it for almost 10 years. Then I'm sure we've got a lot to learn from you, they responded. If I can help, I will, but I kind of suck with zero budget.
Yeah.
Says Frank. Incidentally, if any of our listeners want to listen live, wickedradionetwork.com every Friday. Incidentally, if any of your listeners want to listen live, wickedradionetwork.com every Friday, 7 Eastern, hashtag shameless plug.
Yes.
And then he says, at Warrior Lemming, and by he, I mean Frank, shameless plug here, I'm going to talk about on my small pod at RP Grinders, fuck both parties. What?
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about your small anything, Frank. Frank says, you bet. Thanks for listening to mine. I guess they said something I didn't see. Super Shigi, what time today would you like to be on RP Grinders? We are delighted to have the opportunity to interview you. Oh, yeah. I guess that's not happening.
That was not happening today. That's Super Shigi on Twitter. She is the Rockwen creator. So, all right.
I should have read that one. Sorry. Yeah,
that's right. What else?
That's it. That's like I said, it's all you.
Yeah. I'm trying to get us some listeners, guys. So
that's cool.
Yeah. All right. I played, like I said, what I played. We're on to Stinkos of the Week. Let's go with Breakman first.
Okay. I've got a few.
Yeah.
And two of them are actually related to my Sweetos, but I'll say the first one goes to what happened in Manchester, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Manchester.
I know that's one for all of us. I'm going to go ahead and set it. But the other two, I am going to actually tell you my Sweetos before my Stinkos, because they tie into each other.
Oh, nice. I like these types. Go ahead.
Okay, my first goes to the NFL, and the No Fun League has decided to allow players to once again celebrate.
Yes.
Thank fucking God.
Yes,
real NFL, dude. Took you so long. You had to go interview players to find out this is what they wanted.
Oh, they never listen to fans, dude. The NFL does what it wants to do all the time. Like, they just do. You know, they don't care. They really don't. So, you know, what else?
So, in response to that, my Stinko goes to fucking Marvin Lewis goddamn again.
Uh-oh, what did he do?
He chimed in with, I don't like this. We're supposed to be setting an example for young men about how to do things, how to live your life, how to be a good person, stuff like that.
Can we impeach Marvin Lewis, Breakman? Can we impeach
him? For real,
him?
This is like Donald Trump speak.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you're the guy who a few weeks ago just told us that Adam Jones is a great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He did nothing wrong except for use bad language.
How long is Cincinnati going to take that shit, man? How many playoff losses?
It's Marvin Lewis. Mike Brown.
Yeah. How long is he going
to? He wants somebody who is completely obedient to him, which I'm guessing Marvin Lewis is.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. I feel bad for Bengal fans, man. I really, really do, man. This is the type of shit that the Rockies owners pulled on us for years and years and years. They just they want to not pay people, you know, what they're worth at the very least. And that's it. That's all they care about. Just bring in the stars to do their thing and fuck the team. You know, they do that shit all the time, dude. Marvin Lewis is a problem, and so is the owner over there. So
the owner's been a problem for the longest time.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait.
We can just hope he gives it to his daughter and she's not as terrible as he is.
Yeah,
that's about all we've got.
Dude, we've had a wonderful owner in Pat Bowlen here, dude. Like, that dude really gets it. He's the cheapest. Like, he's still a billionaire, but he's like barely a billionaire. So it's like the team is what keeps him going. So he cares. And I know John Elway cares. How many years has he been here? Like, that team has management that really fucking cares. So, yes, I agree with you, man. I feel bad.
Yeah, it's sad when the people who should care actually just don't.
Yeah.
They don't care enough, and they think they're – when you get the idea from Mike Brown that he thinks he's the smartest person in the room, no matter what room he steps into.
You know what's funny is he probably is, because he probably makes a ton off of merchandise and all that shit, man. So, you know, it's like, ha-ha. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he does make tons of money, but you just get this I'm better than you feeling from the guy. Mm-hmm. Always have, but you know, maybe that's just me.
No,
there was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember what it was. Dude, but anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, go ahead.
My other Stinko / Sweeto goes to this is Memorial Weekend here in the United States, which is the unofficial beginning of summer.
Yes.
Summer, summer, summertime. Summertime.
Yeah, keep on. Go for it.
I got to get new kicks because basketball courts in the summer got girls there.
Oh, Breakman's going to be playing basketball. Awesome, man. Yeah.
No, never mind. You didn't get it. So my stinko goes to every time it becomes summer or we're going into Memorial Weekend, the police throughout the state heavily push the click it or no ticket.
Oh, we have that here, dude. We have that.
Well, I know. That's. I'm pretty sure it's nationwide. But I'm just. This is when they heavily promote it going into the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
This is them trying to make more money off of us.
Yeah,
that's all it's about.
Yeah,
yeah. And their arguments. No, we're trying to save lives.
Right.
Dude,
you're just bored and you need money.
You know what states
money? They want to take money from people who really don't have the extra
under
money
the auspices of carrying out the law.
You know, yeah. You know
and,
what?
And the other main thing that they want this for is an excuse to pull people over.
Yeah.
It's a heavy excuse to target.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, nothing says police by give us more power, Breakman. You know, nothing says that. So. You guys are going to be subjected to the same oppressive bullshit that we have here, dude. I've seen it time and time again.
I got a story about a policeman.
Hold on. I agree with wearing a seatbelt. I always wear mine.
Absolutely. No question, like, man.
This isn't what this is about. Click it or ticket is about them, A, getting wanting money and B, wanting an excuse to be able to pull people over so they can find something else from.
Right. There's no question about that, Breakman. The statistics are pretty clear on that, right? Does anybody know of a good statistical website that we could find the numbers? I've seen them before, but
that freak says so. If you have something illegal in your car, buckle the fuck up.
Yeah. Luckily here in Colorado, I don't have anything illegal anymore in my car, but damn, dude. You know what I'm saying?
You mean you didn't include a nitro booster in your car?
No.
You don't do drag races.
No.
Freaks as a wad, just buckle your fucking seatbelt. See, I buckle mine. Like, that's not – I'm not arguing
dude,
that
there's
at
no
all.
Question like, I, buckling your seatbelt is the right thing to do, dude. Yeah, I mean, come on.
It's a smart thing to do, really. Right. Like, it's better for your safety and – not just yours, but if you hit somebody else, it's better for them
too. It's
bullshit.
Last
thing they need, somebody flying through their windshield like, oh, shit!
Freak 5 is exiled, son of a bitch. No, what I want to do is more of this, guys. This is what I want to do.
Oh, shit. Oh, get it!
Yeah, there you go.
Get it. I'm proud of you, Frank. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, man. Summertime. Let's do it, man. All right, let's move. Do you have anything else, Breakman, before we move on?
I was hoping you got to the lyrics, you know, the
best part. I got a little bit of the lyrics in there. You want more? You want a little more?
Anyway.
All right.
Hey, that's it. All right. Just bitching about, you know, over-policing and...
Yeah.
And,
dude, this is –
the most mediocre coach in the history of coaching.
Yeah. Well, we had Dan.
His stats have backed that up.
Yeah.
Before last season, I don't know what his stats are right now, but his stats were he had almost exactly the same amount of wins as he did losses and then two ties.
Dude, this was Jason Garrett for the longest, man. Like, you know, get your team there, but something just couldn't get you over the top, man. You know, that's sad, dude. I feel for you, man. I feel for you. Eric, your stinkos.
I got two. One of them is – well, they're both Young Turks videos, but one of them is about how a pregnant student is being punished by this Christian schools that she goes to.
Yeah, I read that.
For choosing to keep her child instead of aborting them. So they're basically shaming her because she had premarital sex.
Yeah. Yeah, and she wasn't – she graduated, but she was not allowed to walk down and get her diploma.
Bad enough she thinks that she made a mistake because she had unprotected sex because Christian kind of discourages that.
It's ridiculous.
She had made a mistake when she had sex with a man.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
What?
Oh. and now they're, you know, not letting her do her graduation walk.
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of bullshit. Fuck them. Fuck that whole situation. What do you think, Breakman?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Because MXT says, because
students to the school, but also way to promote the pro-life message, because it doesn't sound very pro-life
to me. Eric, hang on. Breakman,
MXT in chat says, because she will burn in hell! In the hell for her sins!
Yeah. Could it be Satan? You know? That's what.
All right, I'm going to copy the link so you could all listen to it later or watch it later or now. Maybe you can mute us because maybe the TYT is more important than us because we're a bunch of train wrecks.
Yeah.
What next? Anyways, the next one is about well, that's actually my sweetheart. Whoops, sorry. Here. I got it. This is about I actually found this from one of the more unlikely sources, but it's from Fox 8, which is a local news station, thankfully, not the primetime news station. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
But it's about how in North Ridgeville, which they call it, these people basically were doing their lawn and they accidentally ran over one of the baby rabbits. So they didn't know what to do with the rest of the baby rabbits. So they called an animal control officer, and he came, took the bundle of baby rabbits, and broke all their necks.
Oh, how what the lovely. Fuck? What? How
so, yeah, you can't even count cops to take care of animals that are supposed to do their job.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we asked you to come and help us figure out what we're supposed to do with these animals, not to ask you to kill them.
What was the excuse this time? I mean, we're more outraged about these fucking rabbits than somebody.
Thankfully, the guy was fired because obviously that's not what they called him for. And yeah, he didn't do his job.
Not only should he be fired, but he should be in jail for a time. And anybody that kills people in a police officer role without just cause needs to be put. Hold on. Anybody who kills people actually kills human beings. Should be put in prison too. So murder is murder. And that goes for Sheriff Clark too. That fucking loathsome piece of shit that allowed people to die. So
Basically, Jones saying, I thought they might know of an animal rescue that would take the money because, they are animal control.
Yeah.
But anyways, he says, put the bunnies in a bucket and wait for the officer to arrive. He says, a short time after a Corti, who is the name of the officer, he said what happened next, talked to him. He says, when the officer got there, he took the rabbits. We didn't exchange very many words. He went over to the bed of his truck, and at the end of the driveway, smashed their necks on the bed of his truck.
Yeah. Yeah. This is unconscionable, cruel, exactly what we don't need in this world right now.
The interesting thing he says is, I'm not interested in talking to folks, not even a little bit. That's what he said once he did that.
Yeah. This is absolutely ridiculous. I'm glad he was fired, but man, that's
why did you even bother coming if you didn't want to deal with
him? Eric, hang on, dude. Can I finish the sentence, dude?
Yeah. Okay.
I always lose my train of thought when you do that, Eric. That's the only reason I say that. And I lost my train of thought. it's awful. I'm glad he's fired. I wished he was put in jail. And if you can't even treat a rabbit like that, How does this guy treat people? You know, I mean that's ridiculous. He has a black heart, and I wish nothing but the worst on that guy. So, you break man, what do you think?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
you said it pretty much. I mean, black heart, worst on him. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm slowly going over the completely. Fuck the cops side because you can't even count on them for something like this.
No, you can't count them on anything, man. No,
utterly fucking useless.
I don't think most cops would have actually did that, though. I don't think most people would have did that.
No, but still. It's like I think there's a very big problem when you don't even screen your officers.
Yeah, I'm not defending the police. I'm saying this guy, I think, was a complete nut job.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Anybody do that to animals is that's a clear sign of a mental sociopath, mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not sociopath. Shit.
There are some definite markers there for sure. Yeah. Man. For mental illness of some sort. We're not psychologists.
I don't think it's psycho either. It's something else.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what it is. Anyway, but that is a marker, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man.
There's the article.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Wow. Freak 5 Chaos in chat says he's probably in jail thinking if I had killed a black guy instead of a bunny, I'd be sleeping in my bed at home.
Oh, Freak 5. There is no question, dude. That's why I'm so upset about this story. I'm a huge animal lover. But in the grand scheme of things, this really puts into a microcosm of what people think of minorities in this country. And it's especially cops' mindset. It's terrifying, man. It really is. Like the other day I was with my parents at a casino, and there were some cops there. And I was like, guys, I feel uncomfortable. I need to get up and go because it's you know, I can't even be in the same room with them for fear of that, man. It's awful. It's just awful. So, all right, let's move on. Anything else on that, Eric, that you want to say?
Other than fuck that guy, no. That's my phone's going off, sorry.
You need a better ringtone.
I just have the basic one. I haven't really bothered with it.
Yeah. Let's see, I got you. Did I get you? Yeah, we got yours, Brake. Mine is the Trump foreign business trip, or I mean diplomatic policy tour.
Hold on.
Also, let's cut the line like a five-year-old.
Hold on, dude.
I'd just like to say while he's out of the country, quick, let's build the wall.
Let's do the wall right now. I've seen those memes.
Let's put it on the east and west coast.
As long as we put some caveats, can we give safe passage to Canadians and Mexicans and Muslims and everybody else?
We're not going to build the wall there. We're going to build it on the east.
That's what we do.
Eric, you keep interrupting, dude.
No, he's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're both just riffing. Here.
Yeah. Breakman, that's actually a great idea. Can he just take asylum in Russia right now? I mean, come on. Just stay over there. Stay.
He obviously loves their money.
Yeah. That's all Trump is money, man. Like, and he's not even good at that, man. He really isn't. All right.
He says, hail Trump. Yeah. like hail Hydra.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, dude, that's what it's come down to.
You know, the funny thing about Trump's name is that it sounds so manufactured.
Yeah. My second one is online bullies. Holy fuck, is there Twitter storms, man. I try to go at people in a talking way at first, like when we talk about topics, because I'm actually curious to what people are thinking. But when it comes to climate denial, I can't even, like, there's no, I mean, I'm so mind-boggled by people who think climate change isn't real. Like, I can't even, there's no debating them people. It's weird. Like, once you put them in a corner, there's 50 million more excuses. You know, you could show them study after study. You can tell them 97% of scientific evidence points that way. And 97% of scientists agree that global warming is a thing, you know. And it's paramount that we at least stay status quo and not, you know, release more carbon into the air, et cetera, et cetera. Like, we've, you know, people that don't believe man has impacted our environment. Like, I can't even, how do you talk to somebody like that? Have any of you run up against people like that? How do you deal with it? Cause I don't,
it's sort of like, I think
it's sort of like talking to, like we were saying before, like, somebody who's in their 70s or 80s, you know, they're so set in their way to just, no matter what you tell them, they're not going to change their opinion, you know?
Yeah. Freak 5's exile.
Basically, somebody's a racist when they're 80 years old.
Yeah.
That's, you know, if you're still a racist, you're 80 years old, you're not going to change your opinion.
Yeah.
At that point, you've doubled down on it, I think.
This is why I think politics won't be a little bit better for another, I don't know, 20 to 50 years. But in the meantime, we're just going to fuck everything up in the, you know, all the while. So I don't know what to think anymore, man. If it's not World War III, it's going to be fuck our environment and fuck the planet and fuck everybody except for the 0.1%, and they're not going to last for long. So, you know, like, what else do they want? I have zero money right now. I have hardly any place to stay other than, you know, bouncing back and forth and doing things and trying to make money. Like, I'm... you know, it's tough. It's not easy. I've tried. Like, there's so much going on right now that, you know, you just wish that somebody on the other side would be a little compassionate and actually think about what they're saying before they enact a bill, or even think about enacting a bill that would take, you know, people off of Medicare and Medicaid, and, you know, there's not going to be anybody left. You know what I mean? Like, if they take Medicare and Medicaid away from people with cancer, they're just fucked. They're dead sooner than they should be. Some people can recover from those diseases. I know it's not, you know, it's not a very good diagnosis to have, but they've made a lot of improvements. So if you can live a little bit longer and you want to live a little bit longer, you have a little more opportunity right now. But if you can't pay for the medication, what are you going to do? You know what I mean, Brakeman? You know what I mean, Eric? Mm-hmm. So what do we do? We start fighting for healthcare for everybody. I mean, I think that's should be right up there with global warming. You know, let's take care of each other. Let's not fight over fucking partisan politics anymore. Be independent, you know, start doing something. You know, it's just,
that's why I keep saying, like, we need to just get them all out of there. Like, that is what they all care about. Yeah. Well, I won't say all. It's like 90% of them care about is the politics of the party.
Yeah.
Not what's best for the country. They they want to do what's going to keep them in office and what's going to keep their pockets lined.
This is why I don't understand. It's baffling to me, Brakeman, that somebody like Bernie Sanders, right? I hate to be the Bernie-crat, you know, of the crowd, but
I've never heard that before. That's very funny.
Yeah. I look at what he says and his record, right? His actual record of how he's voted and the things that he's most passionate about: Medicare for all, free education, less defense, you know, all these things that, you know, he has a history of voting for, you know, or against in the right way. So why don't we get behind that guy and start supporting people that have that same mindset and get closer to what we want, you know? Because I tell you what, Republicans want the same fucking thing, you know? They want healthcare. They want education. They want these things, dude. So why are we at this point now? Why is it that we can't rally behind somebody and say, you know what? This guy is the most popular politician in the world right now. We as Democrats should get fully behind this platform, not a bunch of fucking platitudes that mean nothing, like values, and we lead with our values. We, you know, what does that mean? It means nothing. It means nothing.
There is real no real unity as far as politics are concerned. No, everybody has their own different opinions on so many different things.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to be a two-party system.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be a two-party, but whatever.
Yeah, Freak Five brings up a good point. The millennials are going to be the ones that actually make change, man.
Die before then, that is.
Yeah.
Our generation, Generation X, will be the next ones to, you know.
I'm on the cliff side of
what's
considered.
Eric, hang on. Go ahead, Brakeman.
We'll be running the government and such like that, and their generation will be we'll be the next hated generation, and the millennials will step in, and they'll be the hated generation, and there's always.
I hope in my lifetime we actually, if we have a lifetime break, that we actually can see some of these changes, man. You know, changes for us, not politician, not party politics anymore, but you know. Might be wishful thinking at this point, like, honestly. Mm-hmm. But what were you going to say, Eric?
I was just going to say I just barely qualify as a millennial because I was born near the end of 83.
Yeah.
I think even 84 is counted in there. Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
I was born in the swinging 70s.
Yeah.
Wait, that's swinging 60s. What's the 70s?
No, swinging 60s. Or swinging 50s, bud.
Disco
70s. Oh, is it 50s?
Disco 70s.
The hell 70s?
70s is disco
70s 60s. Crystal meth, that's what it is.
No, 70s
crystal
is
disco 70s. the angel dust 70s.
Yeah.
Cocaine 80s.
Yeah. I have not seen Lucifer at all. Freak Five. I've detailed all the shit that I'm going through. Let's see. MXT says it's Bernie in Exile and Dagobah. let's see. Dungeon Buster says it's easy to actually find recorded footage of Bernie arguing against NAFTA and for the working person on YouTube going back to 20 years. Yeah. Get rid of the Electoral College. Bernie's not perfect, Dungeon Buster. He definitely isn't. There's a lot of things, but I tell you what, he's saying all the right things now, man. If we can get healthcare for all, free education, etc., I'm down. I'm ready. I think we're ready. We're ready for it. So, all right. Where did I leave off? Did we do Sweetos? Let's start with yours.
I did mine.
Yeah. Oh, you did yours, Eric. Let's go with your Sweeto.
My Sweeto is also a TYT video, but it's about how Taiwan is the first Asian country to legalize marriage equality.
Yeah. Can I?
Oh, I was hoping you're going to say some bunnies killed that cop.
No.
yeah.
Sweet justice. No.
I don't promote death at all. You know,
the crazy killer rabbits from the Monty Python film.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Let's listen to a clip from TYT talking about this.
TYT would like to thank Squarespace for making possible our coverage of the 2017.
Let's go past that.
This week, Taiwan.
TYT would like to thank Squarespace for making possible.
What the fuck is going on?
It's probably loading an ad. Oh,
they want to thank you, Frank.
This week,
damn it.
Taiwan's Supreme Court cleared the way for the island to actually make legal for same-sex couples the right to marry. It's not immediate. It hasn't actually happened just yet. But this is an important hurdle that should make it happen within the next couple of years. And this is important not just for Taiwan, but for the entire region, because this is the first country in Asia that theoretically could allow it to be legal across the country. The court said that current marriage laws were, quote, in violation of both the people's freedom of marriage and the people's right to equality, and it gave 2 years for legal amendments to allow same-sex marriage.
Yeah, so this is very positive. I'm actually surprised Thailand was the first. I had no idea they felt that strongly.
Taiwan, not Thailand.
I mean, yeah, Taiwan. Sorry, Taiwan. I'm really surprised.
Yeah, Japan and China need to step up.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that. I mean, Japan's never going to do it, but and I don't.
I mean, Japan has government officials who are trans. Yeah. So
well. I know.
Gay rights should be the next thing.
Yeah. Well, lucky. Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it for sure. Freak Five says his son is graduating from elementary and the school is having a ceremony, so he took the day off so he could be there. That's awesome, man. Congratulations, Freak Five. Those moments in life are awesome, man. I've had a couple of those moments, and I got another big one with my son graduating in like 2-3 years. So yeah, it's gonna be super exciting. So it's you. Congratulations, man. It's not easy, and you did your job, bud. So that's awesome. Break did his. Mine is.
What's he saying? As long if you keep your daughter off the pole and out of prison, you've done your job.
Yeah.
So he's moving on to a bigger dungeon.
He definitely is. Dungeon Buster is awesome, man. I mean, who doesn't like Dungeon Buster, man? He's one of the coolest guys. All right. Let's go on to my Sweeto, and I'm going to play you a small little clip here. This is an oldie but goodie. If anybody gets this movie, I will be highly impressed. Any thoughts in chat to what that clip was? It was from a movie. If you get it, that would be pretty fucking impressive.
But let the song play and then we'll see.
Okay, let's let the song play.
We are the world champions! Mike Pyro is your gentleman! I'm the world champion!
love the overacting of the opponent. It is fantastic, man. This is
freak guest is he wants to know if it's Frank's homemade gay sex video.
definitely not. Definitely not. I've never made such a video at all. Talk to MXT about that, Freak Five. Let's see. Top Gun is too. It is a thing, I guess. Yes, Dungeon Buster.
Yeah,
got
I
his,
saw that.
Dungeon Buster got it, man. It's over the top, not aim for the top. But he said that's the Stallone arm wrestling movies. It yes. And the reason I bring that up is because our idiot president has been doing this thing with handshakes. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. Have you guys seen him?
No, I try not to.
I only know the one time, but he does this all the time, apparently.
Okay, hold on.
I try
on.
Not to
hold
watch
on.
Him do anything.
Yeah, I don't either, but I keep close with politics. You know how I am.
No, I'd like to, like, I'll read about it yeah, and stuff, but I don't like watching that jackass. Yeah.
He grabs world leader hands, or anybody, people in his own staff. He did it with Comey. He did it with Gorsuch. He did it with, you name it. A person that he shakes hands with, he has to be the dominant one. So he pulls their arm real close to him. Like he does it really quick. So you don't really have time to do anything in a show of dominance. And that may work well in business, I guess. Like if somebody shook my hand like that, I would be disgusted, as most people are. But he tried to do it one more time with the new president of France, Macron, I think his name. I'm probably screwing up his name. But you can see a video of him shaking hands with Macron, and they're having a tussle, man. And Macron keeps his hand in one spot. Doesn't
he
allow
probably read up on it. He's like, no, bitch.
Oh, dude, it is a thing of fucking beauty to see that, dude. It is – I'm looking at Macron like, yes, right on, Macron. I may not agree with some of your politics, but – don't let anybody do that to you, man. That is...
At least Macron beat Le Pen, because if Le Pen got elected, it would have been the French Trump.
Oh, my God. It would have been awful. Those two would have laughed and laughed and laughed at that NATO meeting. But, yeah. So, yeah, it was awesome, man. It was it was awesome, man. He just took Trump's hand. Trump tried his signature move right away. And Macron's hand just shook him up and down and smiled at him and looked at the crowd like, no way this guy is going to be this way with me, guys. So that to me is a real leader. And he wasn't trying to be show Trump up or anything. He was just saying, this is what type of leader I am. I want peace between us, not some bullshit, you know, my dick is bigger than your type nonsense. So I was actually pretty happy somebody did that, man. So kudos to Macron for doing that over the top. Hold your hand in place because I'm not going to let you dominate me thing, man. I thought it was super classy the way that he did it. So, you know, that's about it for me, man. Anybody else got Sweetos? Break, you did yours. Eric, you did yours. I think we're good. I want to do something different with free-for-all. But I know we've been talking a lot of politics, guys. And the way that I think we should move out of it, unless you have a quick mention, Stinko, from now on, which I have a lot of political things that bother me, so I'll quickly mention them, but I won't go into a diatribe like I always
do. So we're going to retire free-for-all?
No, we're not, dude. We're doing something different. We're going to do how it ties into politics is there's been a lot of conspiracy with Seth Rich. So, moving from political conspiracies, we're going to move on to other common conspiracy theories. What conspiracy theories have you guys heard that are just the most out there, wacky things that make no sense? I'll start with you, Breakman.
I wish I'd had time to think about this one because nothing comes to mind.
All right, we have.
But I have heard a lot of them.
Yeah, we have a synopsis on the thing, dude. You can check it out, dude. Free for all. I put it in there.
Oh, the craziest one I ever heard was I can't really remember. It was really fucking racist, though. Mm-hmm. This lady was really fucking crazy and really racist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've seen a lot of that lately with the Sprint video of that chick. And what was it, Break?
I vaguely remember, I can't remember what she said. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it justice. But, it was just, that black people weren't real. It's the gist of it, yeah. Or something.
Yeah. Faint or something.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. I just remember the gist of it was that they weren't real.
Yeah.
And to her, this was real in her head.
Yeah. Yeah. That dude, there's lots of people like that out there. Eric, do you have any conspiracy?
I don't know because I was a kid at the time when I heard that.
I don't know about conspiracy theories, but I talked to a guy who believed that he believed that overpopulation was a myth.
Yeah.
And it was a myth created by the pro-choice group, supporters, I suppose, because there's no group of pro-choice people.
Yeah.
But, right. Anyways, that was just weird.
I have one, I hate to even give this guy a plug or anything. I'm not trying to make you go see it, but go through a third party to see Alex Jones shit on InfoWars. I don't want him having any of my money.
So you mean downloading torrents?
Yeah, download a torrent of Alex Jones talking about fighting back or it's everything. I'm going to play a clip from this.
Mr. Jones and me.
Oh, sorry.
What?
You know, when I go out to a man on the street, a person on the street.
They say it's going to do a man on the street.
Just don't follow any of it anymore. When I go out to do a man on the street.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
When we go out there to talk to people, we don't do it to make fun of them and put them down. You think I liked the other night when I did a Facebook mentions? Buckley and Leanne are like, stop it. You know, you're making them feel bad. It's embarrassing. It's meant to be embarrassing. I'm not out there making fun of people because I like it. You think I like getting in front of 1,000 people and telling them how stupid they are, how pathetic they are?
I would.
One of them can take offense. I don't care. They're being used by Google telling them they love them and they care about them. The whole South by Southwest thing is a fraud on record. I know the founder of it. It's where you pay thousands of dollars to go have corporate garbage spewed onto you. It's the biggest joke and hoax in marketing I've ever seen. They told us 2 years ago we couldn't hand out pamphlets in downtown and ordered 2 different groups of police to do it. Then they had code enforcers come over. And I said, go ahead. I know the code. You're going to get sued. And they had to back off. But they don't let people 20 miles from Austin have a rock concert during it. They show up like gangsters.
Okay, so you guys get the gist of Alex Jones, right? Like, he just spews, like bunch of nonsense, right? It's ridiculous. Freak 5 says he's taking Frank's business. Oh, get out of here, Freak 5. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, man, at all. Like, I don't subscribe to any conspiracy theories, including the ones with Trump. His ship has already sailed because of his own mouth, not because any conspiracy theories, like, honestly. It's ridiculous. There's one where he talks about alien lizard people in the government and,
The Raelins.
The Raelins or whatever he calls them. And, it's awful, man. They gave this guy access to the White House. There are reporters in the White House right now. Can you guys believe that? These conspiracy
theories. If you want fake news, I'm pretty sure he's up there.
Oh, he's up at the top. He's totally wacky, man. So that's my the lizard men in the White House theory from our good friend Alex Jones is my my way of expressing my conspiracy. But there's a bunch out there, guys.
Whoa! You mean your good friend?
Oh, yeah, my good friend.
Don't add us in there. Just yours.
So there we go. He's a whack job. Alex Jones is a whack job. He can come on the show anytime, and I can, tell him that he's a crazy nutbag and pull up stat after stat and whatever else he fucking wants. But he's a
Freak 5 Chaos says, wait, I think Alex Jones is Frank Francis. I've never seen them in the same room together, They both do men in the streets, and they both spew nonsense.
Freak 5 is exiled. He knows he's exiled. Dungeon Buster...
calling Mulder and Scully to investigate Frank.
Dungeon Buster says he's calling Mulder and Scully to investigate me. I'd bring it on, man. There's nothing to see here.
You're the Raelian.
Yeah, I'm the Raelian. I'm the alien race, Alex Jones, if you're listening. I'm the Raelian that you keep talking about. I'm the Antichrist, too. Oh, that was another one. Pizzagate was...
Or Hillary being the Antichrist.
Yeah, Pizzagate, I was just going to get to that, Eric. Pizzagate is a real thing, too, even though Alex Jones had to retract all that nonsense. But, yeah, there we go. Dungeon Buster says, speaking of lizard men on the moon, how about Hitler on a T-Rex? I've seen that, Dungeon Buster. That's fantastic for sure. Awesome.
But he talked about Hitler on a T-Rex.
There's a movie with Hitler on a T-Rex. Hitler, not – well, I guess Dungeon Buster, if you want to Photoshop that for us, that would be – that'd be awesome. Alex Jones on a T-Rex, man. That's awesome.
And Photoshop Frank's head on the T-Rex.
Oh, my God. Don't you dare. You sons of bitches. You know how evil and awful you all are. You guys suck. Anything else, guys, before we end the show? Any other conspiracy theories?
No, is Mario okay?
Because I have a review of Persona 5.
Oh, hold on.
You going to let him out of his dungeon?
No, Eric's on assignment. Not Eric. Mug. Jesus Christ.
He's trying to get rid of Eric now.
Oh, my God.
You all heard that, Dungeon Buster Freak. You're our witnesses.
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of everybody on the show. No. I told you guys, Mug is working. He has other things to do. He's, you know, he may be doing something, whatever. I don't know. But I did leave him messages and stuff. So we'll get Mug on when we can, man. This is his first week back.
To find work.
Yeah. He's already – he found work. So we're good, man. So there you go. All right. So another conspiracy theory that we can talk about in future episodes is JFK – we can talk about aliens at Area 51. I've already kind of delved into the Denver conspiracy theory that Denver International Airport, there's an underground bunker for the Illuminati. That's another good one that I'd like
to – we can talk about the orbs thing.
Yeah. I can personally debunk some of those things. So, you know.
No, I'm talking about the orbs that Trump and some of those people in Saudi Arabia were touching orb. Or something.
Oh, the orb was a different thing, man. That's Dungeon Buster said, Hitler is a lizard man, along with the Sarah Palin-alike president that goes to visit him. Yeah, exactly, man. All right, any plugs? Let's go with Break Man.
Don't let Trump touch your orbs.
Are we really closing the show?
Oh,
you don't get a review.
Yeah, yes. Your review. I'm sorry, Eric. Go ahead with your review. We got a few minutes.
This is Persona 5 for the PlayStation 4, or if you imported it to PlayStation 3, because that's actually the lead platform the game was developed for. The 4 version is actually a port. But it does perform better on that, so no-brainer if you have a PS4. But it's the latest game in Atlus's long-running Shin Megami Tensei Persona series. And I think it's always been called Persona in Japan, and it's only been recent that they've just stuck with the Persona name, because I think 3 was called Shin Megami Tensei 3, Persona 3.
Yeah.
Anyways, it does change up the battle system, but not enough to the point where it's like I call it revolutionary, but it's a lot of quality of life changes, like the fact that every character they kind of went back to the older Persona style where every character has their own gun, but they balanced it out by having limited ammo. But there's still gun based techniques for the Personas, but there's woefully not a lot of them, which is weird. But it's not like too many of the enemies actually have a weakness to piercing attacks, but there are other things, like the fact that the menu is entirely button-driven, like Super Mario RPG, where each button does something, so it makes battles flow quicker. But there's still no way to skip the animation for the L-Auto attacks, but they are not that long anyway, so I guess that's why they decided not to do that. But I kind of would have liked it anyway, because like, I'm so used to the 2D games that you skip battle animations.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, the one thing I didn't like is that when you're in the field, like, they kind of didn't separate the button for attacking an enemy that's behind you mm-hmm. with the ambush button. They're the same button, so like you'll get to the point where you become too powerful, but you still want to fight enemies. So you either your only opportunity is to wait until the cursor goes from an ambush to attack and get lucky that it doesn't switch back, or because like you'll get too powerful to the point where you'll just instantly defeat the enemy and gain the mask from the mob, like a random mask from the mob that you were fighting. But that's assuming that you have room in your mask inventory. Otherwise, it'll just drop out. It won't even let you select from the menu which ones you want to drop out. But
yeah.
I kind of wish they had made a separate button for that, because it just has that weird Assassin's Creed thing where you where one button does everything and it ends up not doing the thing you want to do.
Yeah.
But the music's really good. The story's really good. It's without spoiling the story too much, it is a story I think we needed this time, even though the story is based in Japan and it's more of a commentary on the Japanese society than it is the U.S. society. Mm-hmm. I think the very fact that Japan's political party is much like our own right now,
I think
it hits home a little harder.
Yeah,
for those who are also living in the UK as well.
Mug would be more wary of what's going on in Japan. He kind of keeps up a little bit with Japan's feelings and stuff. So,
yeah. And it's very clearly that one of the antagonists of the game is based off of Shinzo Abe, which is the Prime Minister of Japan right now.
Yeah.
But so it talks about how fucked up society is, and like, and how apparently Japan treats its youth. They treat them more as a nuisance if just because they've had an infraction against manipulative adults who've charged them with crimes that they didn't actually commit, or they just don't want to deal with them for whatever reason. So there's a general. So it kind of also harkens back to the apathy syndrome. So now, instead of people being put into coffins at midnight hour or in four, where people were just the general sense of apathy was picked up by an evil entity. Thinks that people want to die. So, you know.
Yeah. So let's get to the core of the gameplay, Eric, and give it a score, man. But don't give too much away, man. I haven't played
for some time. I'm gonna do a very detailed analysis eventually when I have free time.
All right.
When I'm not doing the reviews, but I'd give this game I'd almost want to give it a 10 if it weren't for like those weird issues like I mentioned with the ambushing.
Yeah.
I think they could have tightened it up a little bit more and the game could have had a little bit more content, because I did follow a guide to try to get my confidants, which are the S-Links in this game, maxed out, and the game barely gives you enough wriggle room. So I think if they do a golden edition or something later on the Switch or something, which I really hope they do, they can move back the date that you start from April to, I don't know, like March or February, and like just change the schedule so that you actually have more time to do things, and there's a gap somewhere in between the end game and like before the end game stuff happens.
Yeah.
So that you can actually finish some of these tasks up
mm-hmm.
in a playthrough without screwing up too much. Otherwise, you're going to have to do a second playthrough, which is annoying. I mean, because after Persona 3's tight schedule and Persona 4 Golden's loose up schedule, I think it was kind of weird to tighten the noose back on the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's almost like they purposely held back so they could do a re-release with the expanded content later.
Who are you writing on the site for this one?
Considering the type of article I want to write, I mean, it's not going to be just a review. It's going to be an analysis, but probably going to be Boston Basher. I don't think Totally Jan's a good fit in Bogdan Work. It might take forever to get that up. So.
All right. Well, awesome, man. Just we need to move along here, dude. I'm starting to sweat.
I'm going to give the game a 9.5.
Yeah. All right. 9.5 sounds fair. It's been getting praise a lot.
The soundtrack's really good. You could go look it up on YouTube. One of my favorite tracks from the game is Life Will Change, and the other one of my favorite tracks is River of River of Desert, in the desert. That's what it is.
Yeah. Freak 5, I told Freak 5 that I'm pretty in the way, or pretty in the face and slim in the waist. And he's, you know, he's saying he saw my ice bucket challenge, which is true. There is the ice bucket challenge video, but there hasn't been anything since the ice bucket challenge. And I am here to tell you, Freak 5, that I have lost over 60 pounds. So, yeah, I can honestly say that, man. So there you go. All right, 9.5, you're exiled, Freak 5. You know why. Anyways, anything else before we go, gents? I'm sweating.
Well, I guess you could expect a review from Vanquish on the PC for me in the future.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
All right. All right. Do your plugs, Eric. Anything else?
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG and reviews for sites for BostonBassBrigade.com, DoliGN.com, HonestGamers.com, and VogNetwork.com.
Yeah.
And there's my YouTube channel where today I recently uploaded a video for a candy called Haichus. They were originally released in Japan, but now they're selling in the U.S.
Freak 5 is exiled again, so that's
what I'm laughing about.
I can't blame you this time.
He's exiled. All right, anything else, Eric, before we move on?
If you live in the U.S., enjoy it. Well, if you have the day off, enjoy your Memorial Day.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
Also, Morgana's the best and cat bus.
Yeah. Breakman, any –
Well, actually, yeah, I'm going to go back to chat real quick and talk about Persona 5 because Dungeon Buster had some comments. He says he maxed two – I haven't maxed out two of my social attributes and number of links by the time I finished the game, but I did hit the level cap. But depending on which relationships you get through because of the gifts they give you at the end, it's probably possible for the second playthrough to max them all out.
Yeah. Yes, especially since you don't have to waste time on boosting your attributes anymore.
Yeah. Sorry, I read that kind of weird.
No, that's all right.
It's finally written. Persona 5's definitely in running as Game of the Year contender for him.
Yeah, I didn't mean to not talk about that, Dungeon Buster. I have to go, man. It's super hot in here, and I'm losing water left and right. Go ahead, Breakman. Anything else?
Follow me at Break_Man and at RP Grinders on Twitter.
Dungeon Buster says cat bus. Anything else, Breakman?
No, that's it.
All right. Make sure you check out a show that I was privy to listen to on Twitter. It's called the Film Roast Podcast. It's two chicks, no cup. I know what Freak 5 is thinking. Make sure you check them out. They have they have a different perspective of older.
I don't care.
But hold on.
I don't care about these cups. I don't want nothing to do with it.
They have a different perspective.
Oh, you said no cup. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no cups.
You're fine. Go ahead.
No cups. These lovely ladies have a really cool podcast from a different perspective. They watch movies and from the past, like Terminator 2, but they're a bit younger, so they have kind of a different look on movies than all these old guys here and across the world. So
I'd imagine it's kind of like watching for us, like watching movies from the 60s and 70s. Like,
yes.
There are some good ones, but most of the ones that people are like, oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Like, for instance, I didn't see Tron until I was an adult. And I didn't know a lot of people that like worship Tron, but I saw it as an adult and I was like,
how I felt about Tron. I felt like giving it like a C-like rating or something.
It's one of those movies.
That sounds accurate.
It's one of those movies that you saw back in the day because it was just mind-blowing, you know, and you know, with the effects and stuff. And, you know, we get movies like that now. Like, I tell you, one like that is Planet of the Apes or the new War for the Planet of the Apes. Those movies are awesome for CG, and I'm in awe of them. So
I want to check them out, but I got this kind of stigma because I wasn't a big fan of the original movies. The original one was fine, but then all the sequels were just like, oh my god.
Oh no, dude, these are on a different level, Brickman. You would really like them. Honestly, check them out, man. They're really, really good. I didn't get a chance to do my review of Alien Covenant. I will do that next week.
Give me time to see Prometheus in that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna contribute.
Basically, I may not be on next week. Actually, I spoke ahead. I am having surgery the 5th. I don't know the dates when RP Grinders falls in on a Friday.
Next
week is the 2nd.
Okay, so. Perfect. Then I'll be able to do my Alien review next week, and then I will turn the keys over to Mug and the crew here, Eric and Breakman, for at least a week, possibly two. If I have to have a second surgery the same day, it'll be 12 weeks. So yeah, I may be out for a little bit trying to rehab my elbow. So
And if Mario's going to be working, maybe we should, once you're doing your thing too, we should start talking about maybe doing a different time.
Yeah.
Just so the audience knows.
Yeah, no worries. We'll talk about it for sure, and we'll let you all know, what we're going to do. You can catch me on Twitter at Frank Branches.
I've never saw the movie called The Black Hole.
I liked The Black Hole. It was pretty
good. I liked it when I saw it as a kid. I have no idea if I'd like it now.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a bit, but I don't know if it holds up. But I really, really appreciate everybody in chat. MXT, Freak 5 Chaos, Dungeon Buster, Gripper out in the UK, Sam Hawley, who's out in the UK. We really feel for you on the Manchester thing. I know there's been an outpouring of support from a lot of people that really do care. So,
Freak 5 Cast says, I'm not going to be on. Sweeto! Oh, I will be on. Stango. Referring to Frank.
Fucking Freak 5 Chaos, man. He's exiled in MXT. MXT is definitely exiled, you son of a bitch.
He's pushing the limits today.
I just kicked MXT out of chat. all right. Everybody, thank you so much. Stay safe this weekend. A special shout out to all the veterans out there that have lost their lives. All the people in your lives that you've lost. It's a good weekend to relax. Think of them at least once or twice during your Memorial Day weekend. Other than that, have a great barbecue.
Enjoy hot dogs and steaks and shit.
Enjoy all the stuff that people do on MXT Day. Jesus.
On MXT Day.
I'd like for it to be MXT Memorial Day of MXT, but Jesus.
Of getting kicked from RP Grinders.
Yes, that's true. Freak 5 has never been kicked out of chat. I don't think – yeah, I've kicked out Freak 5. So, all right. Thank you guys so much. Stay safe this weekend. If you're doing any drinking this weekend, which I know a lot of you are, please make sure that you have a designated driver and or call an Uber or a taxi or whatever you can do to stay safe out there. Stay safe this weekend. Till then, we are out.